Man, up here on Gobbler's Knob, they just ain't much besides me and the woman and the dogs. It ain't no service or Wi-Fi or nothing else.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if there ain't a bluegrass song called Gobbler's Knob, there ought to be.
I think that's one I'm going to talk Josh into writing with.
So many jokes I could turn to at this point. That's but right. Let's steer this thing the other way.
Yeah. Let's go back to G-Rated. Drive.
Well, don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show weekly podcast, presented by Allen Music Shop. Co-hosts Tim Batts and 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year Josh Williams will talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview folks in the industry, and give you lighthearted stories and music tips along the way. Now, here's Tim and Josh.
Hey, everybody, here's Tim and Josh.
Yes, here we are.
On the Hometown Bluegrass Show, if I can get this microphone adjusted.
Yet another week.
Another week. We are cruising along right here on this podcast, and we hope you are enjoying them. Excited to bring you another episode tonight. Got a great one lined up for you. We've been producing commercials and picking guitar and listening to some music, talking about guitar picks, all kind of fun stuff. So,
yep, that's right.
So anyway, we're going to try to have a good time with you tonight. We're excited about our guest. Dave Atkins will be on with us here in a little bit.
Oh, Brother Dave.
Brother Dave. Excited to talk to Big Dave. And,
yeah.
See if we can't get him on the line and see what he's been up to. He's got a lot of good music just come out and lots of stuff happening. So
he's a soulful singer.
He is. He's got a unique, powerful voice. So it should be fun talking with him. Plus, he's just kind of a hoot, too. You know?
He is. So, he's just an all-around great guy.
He is, for sure. So anyway, we've had a great week since we were with you last. I know my band played in Rosine, Kentucky last Friday night at the Rosine Barn, and that was a lot of fun. Had a great time with that. And
how was the turnout?
It was a packed house, man. The place was full. Of course, it don't see a lot of people. I don't know.
Right, but still. But,
yeah, but, I mean, they had like a little house band played, and we played for an hour, and then another band played, and yeah, it was a great time. I've been by there, never had played there or been to music. If you get a chance to go to Rosine, I mean, of course, this weekend when this comes out, it'll be right in the middle of the Jerusalem Ridge Bluegrass Festival. Then that'll be in full force. So if you get a chance to go, there's lots of great bands each and every night in Jerusalem Ridge, the birthplace of Bill Monroe. And Rosine Barn is just a couple miles down the road. And so, but if you're in that part of Kentucky, it's about 2 hours east of us. We're in far western Kentucky, and they think they're in western Kentucky where they're at, but they ain't.
Yeah, well, most, at least a good 50% of the state doesn't realize that there's Kentucky past Owensboro.
Yeah, so exactly. Owensboro is western Kentucky. Well, no, sorry, it ain't, but anyway. But
yeah, even John Prine was further west than that whenever he visited his grandparents.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep, that's for sure. Muhlenberg County. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we got a great show lined up for you. I know we had a good time playing. We got several church homecoming season. So we play a lot of those, our little band does. And so we're September and October seems to be when all Baptist churches do their homecoming. So I don't know what's up with that, but anyway, so
That's definitely homecoming time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why, but every year we get booked. A lot. I'm still getting calls, you know, like, sorry, man, we've been booked for a while, but we love playing churches. I really enjoy those, and it's a lot of fun. Little Baptist country churches, most of them are, and we have a good time. The best part about it is we get to play, and then they always have lots of potluck.
Yep. So. The love offering and then the potluck dinner.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But so you played this past weekend.
I sure did.
Where were you at?
I was in Greenup, Kentucky.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's way eastern. Way eastern. Gotcha. In fact, if I'd have gone, it's basically Ashland.
Oh.
Kentucky.
Well, yeah.
So if you go, you know, through Ashland,
mm-hmm.
and once you get on the other side, you're in West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. But no, I had a great time. Dwight Hensley had a festival up there on his property, and it was a really fun time, man. And I took old Jason McKendry and Timmy Dishman with me, and Don Rigsby came, and we had a good time, man. It was a lot of fun.
Good deal. So that wasn't the Southern Legacy. It was just two-fifths of
Correct.
Southern Legacy.
Yes. That was technically billed as, I guess, either me or Josh Williams' band or, I don't know, yeah. something. But, yeah, it was a lot
Josh
of fun.
Josh Williams, et cetera.
And it's a E.T. It's et cetera.
Et cetera.
Yes, that's there right, you go.
Because we are proper on here.
So yeah. many people say et cetera, and et that's cetera. Like, that's one of my,
one
I can't stand
pet
that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I won't say et cetera anymore.
Please man. Don't.
So, Josh Williams, et cetera.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by L8.
Oh, man. We're really bucking for an L8 sponsorship.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Established in 1926.
You're only on your second one tonight. So.
Well, I only brought two, so I'm nursing.
Get you a baby bottle nipple for that thing. So we
can... No.
He just about blew L8 out his nose Woo. Right there. So.
You just about got me, dude.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, so you played last weekend. When's Southern Legacy play again?
In 2 weeks. We play not this coming weekend, but the one after that. We're going down to Kodak, Tennessee to play at the great Dumplin Valley Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, cool.
And, Joe and Mitzi Sword, they're the ones that are putting that on down there, and just the nicest folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is their 25th year.
Wow.
Or maybe next year is. I can't remember which, but yeah. they're close to it. So that's awesome and good for them.
No doubt.
Just super nice folks. If you guys are over in the East Tennessee area and are close to Kodak, which is basically you would take the exit for Sevierville and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of turning that direction towards Sevierville and Pigeon Forge and all that, you would turn the opposite way.
Go north.
Yeah. And then there's a road that you can come off of there, and that literally just takes you right back to Kodak. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice little place. They have a beautiful farm that they've turned into a campground, and again, they're just the nicest folks, and we're really looking forward to playing that. We're going to be there on, I believe it's Thursday. We've had a little bit of confusion regarding... when we're going to be there, just because I think something may have got printed with the wrong information or something.
Oh, wow. Well, so you're going to be
there. That happens.
You're going to be there what night?
I believe it's Thursday night.
Gotcha. Thursday night. Well, that'll be good. That's kind of that's a tough time to play there with. Man, it's got a regular day job nowadays.
It is, and that's the thing is, I think originally we thought we were playing either Friday or Saturday, but I think something got messed up on the flyer or something, and we just said, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll make do, but it's going to be a fun festival, and so yeah, if you guys are able to, come on out.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Fun night. So I guess it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of thing?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And like I say, it's a campground, so they have all kind of campsites. And it's just, you know, really pretty place.
It is a beautiful part of the country, that's for sure.
There's right no, there in the Smoky Mountains, man.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Looks like a... Well, it looks like Kodak, Tennessee is 10,901 residents.
Salute
to you, Kodak,
That's right.
Tennessee. I didn't think it was that big.
I didn't either.
Wow.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
It really is.
Especially getting there this time of year, for sure. So.
Now, I will say this. This past this Saturday night, whenever I was playing, the weather has changed.
Mm-hmm.
During the daytime, it was quite warm for our first show.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we went on stage for our second, I had on three shirts and a coat.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It got down to about 42 degrees. And it's hard to play bluegrass in that.
Yeah, that's for sure. We played in Rosine Friday night, and I would sweat like crazy. And then Saturday night here in La Center, Kentucky, Jeff Parker and company was here playing at our sponsor, Mimi's Pizza. And I went up there and listened to them, and I just had on a short sleeve shirt. And when the sun went down, I got cold.
Wow.
So it got chilly, like in the 40s. And so, it was even for a fat boy, man, I got a little chilly. So I didn't have enough layers on. So,
oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
I definitely went prepared. I had a feeling. You know, I've done enough night shows in that time of year to know that you got to prepare for anything.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Everything, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was good to see Jeff Parker and his little band he had. And it was a good show, man. They put on a good, there was four of them. And Jeff's always a hoot. And
he's great.
I talked to him afterwards and try to get him on here sometime soon and see what he's up to. So he's playing around lots of different places. So
that's great.
Got a good little band.
That's good.
Mimi's Pizza and Subs is trying to promote bluegrass music. So we stand behind that and love that for sure. So
now, when is their wrestling? Have we missed that?
I think that's this coming weekend.
Oh my gosh. Is it really?
I'm pretty sure
I'm
it is.
I'm home
this
weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
we may do a live remote from from Mimi's Pizza.
Oh, man, they're having dwarf wrestling this weekend at Mimi's Pizza. So
yes,
there you go.
So cool,
Maybe you should go up there and check it out. I think we're playing somewhere Saturday night. Oh, we're playing in Calvert City at the. At the Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because it's not very far away when the Calvert City River Folk Fest starts.
Yeah, we're playing at the same exact spot, Memorial Park in Calvert City. So Josh and I serve on the board of Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and our goal is to bring bluegrass music to the Jackson Purchase region of Kentucky, which is at western end of the state. And so we are doing our second annual Calvert City River Folk Fest, and we've added on a night now. We're doing Friday night, which would be our normal free bluegrass night at the Kentucky Opry. Mm-hmm. We're having it there in Calvert. We're just going to do like an open jam sessions like we normally do, but it's going to be from 5 to 6, and then the local band Bluegrass Review will be playing 6:30 to 8 on Friday night.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we've got a local duo, River Dust Duo. It's an upright bass player and a guitar player. I think they're boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't know, but they got great harmonies. They're opening the deal up at noon. And then Jason McKendry's band, who all's they're playing Fifth Degree, will be playing at 1. And I can't remember who all's in that band.
Timmy Dishman, Jason McKendry, Greg Blaylock, Mason Nolan, Nick. What is Nick's last name? Nick, what's your last name? I can't think of it.
Is he on fiddle?
No, he's a guitar player.
Oh, he's guitar. Okay.
Yeah. Great dude, great guitar player.
Yep.
Amazing guitar player. He does, you know, full-time. Nick Collier. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Sorry about that, Nick. But anyway, Nick Collier on guitar, and they're a great band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played at the Kentucky Opry back last year for us, and they'll be playing at 1 o'clock, and then Dalton Harper Band will be playing at 2:30, and then the Grascals will be closing the show out at 4 p.m. So
we'll have to see if if my hometown crowd there in Marshall County thinks Dalton looks so much like me.
Looks like you and sings like you.
And sounds like me,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly, so... And you know what's interesting about this Calvert City River Folk Fest, Josh? This is where the idea for this podcast happened last year.
It actually is. It sure is. You're right.
Yeah,
that was the first discussion we ever had about it.
I got you to get in my truck so we could record some little promos for the Hometown Bluegrass radio show. And
that's right.
And I said, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd love to do a bluegrass podcast. And your exact words were, hell yeah. So, so anyway, I don't even cuss, but I just...
Oh.
But anyway, But
so we need to get quicker with that.
I know I'm terrible with the censor button, but I should have been all right with it since I was the one that said it. But anyway, yeah, yeah, that's where this whole thing started last year. So
yeah, sure enough.
So we just, this was in October, and so by January 1, we were up and recording. So
that's right. Back then it was just two crazy guys talking.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's still
two crazy guys.
Two crazy guys.
Two wild and crazy guys.
Oh man! All right. Well, anyway, we got a great show coming at you, man. We're gonna get Dave Atkins on the phone here, but when we come back, Josh's gonna learn you something about guitar playing, and not sure yet, but he'll figure it out when he comes back right after this message from our local sponsors. Don't go anywhere. Allen Music, located in historic downtown Paducah, Kentucky, is your source for fine guitars and all types of acoustic instruments. At Allen Music, we are experienced and enthusiastic players of everything we offer. Allen Music is family-owned and has been serving musicians since 1976. So stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Allen Music, 215 Kentucky Avenue, downtown Paducah, or check them out online at allenmusicshop.com.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
All right, we're so thankful to our great sponsors, AllenMusicShop.com is our presenting sponsor, and we're so thankful for all they do. If you need music equipment, anything to do with playing, they've got instruments. Josh teaches lessons there, and they've got several people that teach there. But if you want to play and learn to play guitar, mandolin, banjo, call Allen Music Shop in downtown Paducah, and you can book lessons with Josh. But they've got everything that you possibly need. And also Custom Automotive in Calvert City, wheels and tires galore. And they've been in business over 50 years. And they are the go-to destination in the Kentucky Lake area if you need new tires or custom wheels. And also the Lake House Inn at Sled Creek, such a big supporter of live music. And we're so thankful to them. What a beautiful place to stay. If you ever vacation in Kentucky Lake area, check out the Lake House Inn at Sled Creek.
Yeah, we're very grateful for all of our sponsors.
That's right. And every episode, we like to kind of give you a little educational part of the episode where Josh will play guitar. Sometimes it's just kind of different. We did have a quick question that came in on our Facebook page. Chuck wrote in and said, I wanted to ask Josh, so how do you start or join a bluegrass band? And he said, I'm sure Josh's answer would be great. That's not
correct. How do you start or join?
How do you start or join a bluegrass band? He says, I'm part of a band. Our members are spread out an hour or more in every direction. So getting everybody together for gigs and practices is very tough.
I'd say so.
Yeah, so everybody has things going on. And, yeah, I can attest to that. Just our band, we're all within 30 minutes or less, even, and it's hard to get people that work full-time and have families. Yeah.
Well, you know, our group, Southern Legacy, I'm down here in far western Kentucky, and Don is way up in far eastern Kentucky, and Mike is in Berea, which is, you know, down south of Richmond and stuff. And so we're pretty spread out, you know, the other two guys in Nashville. So,
yeah,
you know, I get how that is. Yeah. The biggest thing that we that we did was we knew ahead of time certain songs that we wanted to play. And then each one of us, if we didn't know it, we made sure we knew it by the time we got there. And, you know, we was able to run through them and stuff, you know, whenever we did get there and stuff. So, yeah, I see where that can be very difficult. And but that's the thing, you know, is it's a universal language,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, you can have somebody that you've never even met before and have a great jam session with them, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a universal language. So, everybody that loves bluegrass music or bluegrass musicians, you know, we speak that music. So,
yeah. Well, and he goes on to say, you know, that, you know, not everybody wants to play out or gig. Some mm-hmm. people just like to pick on the porch and,
yep.
and you know, just go to jam sessions and stuff. And he said that's been something that he's had to learn. Just because he loves to play music in front of people, it doesn't mean that everybody else does. You know what I mean? So, me personally, I don't enjoy jam sessions. I'm not that great of a picker. And
you're not a jammer?
I'm not really a jammer. I mean, well, I like to get comfortable with the songs and kind of work on them and remember them and all that stuff just to bust out. I'm not that good to do that. And so sometimes it's just not quite for me, but some people love that. I know, you know, I'm sure you do and a lot of other guys do. So,
well, especially when you're young, that's kind of how you get good, you know?
Yeah.
That's where your experience comes
in. I didn't start when I was young, so that's a big problem I had. So,
well, and not everybody does, you know. I mean, it's pretty unrealistic to think that everybody's going to do that.
Right.
So, as you get older, especially like in my case, you know, got older and got to where we're playing every day, you know, and mm-hmm. and on the road doing it for a living, day in, day out, and all that kind of stuff. And yeah. then you find somebody and they're like, "Man, we need to go jam," and I'm like,
"I don't want to jam." Yeah.
Smitty, he always Terry Smith always says the dreaded J word.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's such a big part of bluegrass music is jam sessions. You know, we yeah. do that at our Kentucky Opry, at our Jackson Purchase Bluegrass Night. We always open the doors an hour early, and there's a bunch of people that sit in the lobby and just jam and pick and have fun, and that they love it. You know, and that's great. A lot of people just come and listen to that. You know,
yeah.
And so I know it's a huge part of our genre of music. And, I mean, good Lord, well, Spigma last year in January in Nashville, I mean, that hotel, there was jam sessions everywhere you walked. I mean, literally, it was crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's just part of it, you know. So, but best thing to do if you want to start a band or get in a band is just start networking with people. Go to
it really is,
bluegrass
yeah.
festivals, go to bluegrass events and just start talking to people and find a core of people that you like. And because from experience, I can tell you, if you don't all gel together, then it probably won't last long. So mm-hmm. personality wise and everything else too. So.
It's a hard thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know, cause you've got egos, you've got personalities, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of that stuff can clash.
Yep.
And then if it's not clear on whose band it is, you got to have somebody in charge. You right. know what I mean? There's yeah. got to be somebody that does something.
Mm-hmm.
Even with our band, you know, Don does quite a bit, but that's in like the booking department, okay? Mm-hmm. And for the merchandise stuff, that's Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He and his wife Teresa have taken that over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that has helped us just immensely, mm-hmm. you know? Because like I just have to get to the gig, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my stuff's there, and it's really great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You gotta have somebody in roles. You know, everybody plays a role, you yeah. know. So,
absolutely. Well, cool, man. Well, what you gonna play for us tonight?
Well, I can't remember if I've played this song before or not. This is a song that was on the Tony Rice Church Street Blues album. It's a song that Gordon Lightfoot recorded, but he did not write. There was another
odd,
writer,
isn't it?
And I don't know the name of the writer on this, but it's called Pride of Man. And I figure if I have done it before, this is a good song to have done twice.
Right, you know? Absolutely. So what made you pick this song?
I don't know. I just always have liked that.
Yeah. What key is it in?
It's in G minor.
G minor.
Ooh. So what I've done is I've capoed on the third fret, and I'm playing E minor.
Gotcha.
So, cool. It's cool chords, cool arrangements. Anyway.
The name of the song again is what?
Pride
of Man.
Of Man. Yep. Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. Can't you see that flash of fire, 10 times brighter than the day? And behold, a mighty city broken in the dust again. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. Babylon is laid to waste, Egypt's buried in her shame. The mighty men are beaten down, their kings have fallen in the ways. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. Terror is on every side, though the leaders are dismayed. All to put their faith in fire, then fire their faith shall be repaid. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Ooh, been a while. Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. Shout a warning to the nations that the sword of God is raised on Babylon, that mighty city, rich in treasure, wide in fame. It shall cause thy tower to fall and make it be a pyre of flame. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Oh, thou that dwell on many waters, rich in treasure, wide in fame, bound to a god of gold, thy pride of mine shall be thy shame. Oh, God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. And only God can lead the people back into the earth again. Thy holy mountain be restored. Have mercy on thy people, Lord.
Man, haunting song.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool tune,
for
man.
For sure.
I didn't play it to its justice, but, you know.
Well, I don't think you've done that on the show before.
If I have, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Very good, very good. Well, we hope you've been educated. Hope you loved that song. That's off the Tony Rice Church Street Blues album. And that was called Pride of Man right there. And speaking of the pride of a man, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dave Atkins and see what Brother Dave has been up to.
Brother Dave.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Craving the cheesiest pizza in town? Look no further than Mimi's Pizza and Subs in La Center, Kentucky. Our pizzas are loaded with melted cheese and fresh toppings that'll make your taste buds dance. But that's not all. At Mimi's, they have live music, including some of the best bands in bluegrass music. Whether you're a bluegrass fan or just love a good slice, Mimi's Pizza and Subs is your go-to destination. Mimi's Pizza and Subs, where every pizza is a masterpiece.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We are plumb tickled to have Gobbler's Knob's finest, Brother Dave Atkins.
Man.
How you doing, yeah, buddy?
How y'all doing? I'm tickled to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you, buddy.
Man, we're so excited to talk to you, man. How you been?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm getting through this cancer crap and feeling good. And I've lost 80 pounds since February. So I'm doing pretty good, man.
That's like a Backstreet Boy you lost there. My goodness.
One of them small ones.
One of them little. Man, that's great. So how are you doing with that? What kind of cancer did you have?
Man, I had kidney cancer in my left kidney. And goodness. They took my kidney out. And that was a year ago. And everything's been good. Diabetes runs in my family, and I've got that too. So I'm just a walking picture of health. But
yeah, I hear you.
Besides that, my kidney specialist sent me to another kidney specialist, and they thought after the surgery that my kidney would start working. The one that's left would start working the way that it should, but we were just having a lot of problems with it not doing what it's supposed to. And he they're always preaching to me about weight and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what, man, if that's going to keep me off dialysis, then, make me a believer. So I started buckling down and quit snacking and eating snack cakes and, started drinking a lot of water. And me and Josh, we quit drinking beer a long time ago.
That's right.
I didn't have that problem, but man, it started falling off of me, and so far, so good.
Well, that's awesome.
I went from 42s to 36s, so that's a pretty good stretch.
Goodness.
Wow, dude.
Maybe you need to come over here down here to Western Kentucky and let me learn from you a little bit. Because I just got done eating an oatmeal cream pie.
He sure did. I watched him do it. I can't say anything because I had two honey buns before I came in here.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to have that sugar high to, get yourself psyched up to talk and
absolutely,
be, that
man.
Kind of thing.
I know.
That's
it.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong now. it reminds me of that. Do y'all remember it was almost like an info commercial, but it's a guy giving his testimony, and he says, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't freebase no more. I just don't do that. Well, now
I might do a little too.
Now, that's and then as soon as I said that, that's what I was thinking of. Don't get me wrong, son. Last weekend, I had the wife make a big peach cobbler, and I was slapping her hand away, son. I mean, I was hogging it. And it was so good. But, I feel cheap, but just not as much as I.
Well, I hear you, man. Well, we're glad you're doing good, and
thank you,
just
bro.
Keep it up, man. Keep it up.
Absolutely.
You're looking good, sounding good, man. You got a lot of great music that's just come out, and of course, I've always loved your voice, man. You're soulful, just so unique voice, and just a powerhouse singer, and we love it, man. But man, some of your new music is sounding so good, man.
Well, I sure appreciate that, man. That's really nice, and I thank you for it. Man, Billy Blue's just been great to work with.
I was going to ask you how that was going.
Man, that's killer. They have really just, from doing my first actual video and, having Jerry, I usually produce my own albums. I find all the music and put everything together and all that stuff, and man, this time I just went in and sang and it was great. I love just having somebody else tell me, well, do this and cut this off and add this. And Jerry is so hands on and I think it helped a lot, man. I mean, cause I hate to say pigeonhole, but I like a certain style and a lot of my music goes back to that. And I think, when you produce yourself over and over and over, I think you get into that. It ain't like working with other people. So that was great to have a producer come in and just
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely, man. Have a different set of ears, man, and different ideas, you know. Bring exactly. something new to the table.
Right. Right. And this record was a lot of stuff that you know, I got to give my input if I like the song or not. And, but everything Jerry sent me was just great. It really was. It's just a lot of stuff that I don't know if I'd have picked myself if I was producing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's the writers that Jerry is available to have contact that he's great friends with. You know, it's just, there's a who's list on this record. And, it's done pretty good so far. The record was released, the January 27th, and in February it was on the Bluegrass Unlimited charts. And What I'm For came out that same month at the same time. And in February, it was on the BU top 30 charts. And it got all the way to number two. And that daggone Russell Moore and that going east to West Virginia. Oh, girl.
Hey, that is a good song, though, man.
It is a killer tune, but daggone it. I mean, for 3 months.
But hey, I tell you what, man.
I was number two for 3 months, and he just wouldn't give it up. And then when we both started sliding back down, I was like, "Thanks for nothing, pal." You know?
That's hilarious.
But you know what? If somebody's gonna push you out of that spot, Dave. I mean, yeah, Russell Moore is pretty exactly. awesome, you know. So
right, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just one of the sweetest dudes in the whole world too. So
oh, hey, yeah.
But, well, hey, I got an email this morning from BanjoRadio.com, and you're sitting at number eight on there this week for the She Put the Go and Gone.
Man, I seen that. I was excited about that. Kyle, he's been awful good to me over the years, man. He really has.
And, heck yeah.
I appreciate him. But, man, like I was saying, it's been in the top 10 since March. April. And we was at number two for 3 months. And, you know, so it's been in the top 11 for 6 months. And on the top 10, top five, I think, record of the month for 7 months. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, you know, that's, I'm proud of that. That's
well, you should you know, be. That's great. And working with people like Jerry Sally, I mean, not only just one of the nicest guys in the world, but, man, what, you know, like you said, what a group of people that he gets to pull from and his knowledge and in the industry and everything. So it's got to be awesome working with him.
Oh man, it is. I mean, you know, and Mark Beeson and Alan Shambling and those guys and you know, it's just Jim Rushing. I mean, you know, I actually got to hear Jim Rushing listen to one of me sing them one of his songs. And I mean, that's just, you know, especially for writers, that's just a huge thing, man. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, so there's been a lot of that stuff that I would have never got a chance to do. So I'm very thankful to Jerry and Billy Blue and everything they've done for me.
Yeah. Well, they're signing some great artists and, you fit right along with them, man. So that's
well,
awesome.
Well, thank you, man.
I got, I had a couple questions about a couple songs that, you know, Bad Moon Rising single that came out last year. How did that come about?
Man, so 30 years, God, I'm getting old. So 35 years ago, we were 16 years old. You know, we were in high school and we had a little bluegrass band. And Curly Ray Klein's son, Timmy Klein, man, he had a band and they always played Rudy Fest and that stuff. And we did quite a few shows with them back then growing up. But, man, he had a little CD came out in, gosh, maybe the late 80s, early 90s. And it had that Bad Moon Rising on it. And I have loved that song. And the way that they did it, I loved it. And I've always wanted to do it. And I've been waiting 30 years to finally get a chance to do it. But here's where I kicked myself in the butt. And, you know, I learned at a very early age, and I tell people this all the time, know your worth. You have to know your worth in this world, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I knew early on that I was never going to be a Josh Williams on a guitar. I knew that. It just wasn't happening. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I just started working on vocals, man. And, that, you know, I just played enough to where I could sing because I, you know, all I wanted to do was sing because I knew I just wasn't going to be much of a picker. Mm-hmm. But when you go in a studio and, you know, you're, you know, you decide, hey, we're going to pick this up a little bit and we're going to do it 195 beats per minute. I wasn't thinking about having to do that live.
Playing it out,
you know, night after night. And so I won't do that again. But, you know, I mean, I love that song, man, and it gets a great response. We were just at Sam Jam last weekend and played it, and you know, they sing along with us, and man, it's just a fun song to do live. But I'm glad you dig it, man.
Yeah,
but yeah, Kimmy Klein came up with that whole deal. I just sped it up a little bit faster.
Well, it's a cool version of the song for sure. It's really awesome.
Thank you, man.
And the other song I wanted to ask you about that I play on my radio show, I have a radio show on a local country station here that's called the Hometown Bluegrass Show, but I just play an hour of bluegrass music. But I love your version of the Mercy Me classic, I Can Only Imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, how did that come about? I mean, to hear a praise and worship type song, you know, in bluegrass style is different. And but, man, it's killer version that you do with him.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. I've always loved that song. And back 5-6 years ago, I had a bass. No, it's been longer than that. Maybe 8 years ago, maybe 9. But I had a bass player, Mitch Brown, that he used to work with Pam Tillis and Alan Jackson, all these guys. And then he wanted to stop making money, so we came over to bluegrass for a while.
like they do.
But, yeah, and you know, you want to experience how the other half lives. You know, and we were in the studio and we were debating about doing which gospel song, because I always had a gospel song on every CD. I believe old school, man, you gotta give that praise out there. Mm-hmm. And he said, dude, you should you know, I heard you do that Mercy Me song before. You should do that. And, you know, we did it, and it was, shoot, I think it was number one for 6 weeks on the gospel charts. And it even got up on the singing news charts. And one of the things that really blew me away, and that's why we recorded it again. But you know, the way we do it live is just me playing a guitar and then singing it. And then, you know, I have Layla and Ari come in and do the tenor and the baritone. And that's, you know, mm-hmm. that's the way that we've been doing it.
Yeah.
But,
well, just strip it down. That's what that song deserves. Right. And the lyrics are the most important part of that song. So.
Exactly. So on this new record, we did that. We stripped it down, and it's real close to the way we do it on stage. And man, it really turned out. I'm proud of that record, man. Yeah, that's a great song.
Well, you should be. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie about the song, but I highly recommend it to anybody. It's amazing.
It's an unbelievable movie. Yeah.
I cried like a baby.
I don't know anybody that didn't.
Yeah.
And so, Dave, you will cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how soft-hearted you are, man. So.
Dude. Josh, you know me.
We've cried on each other before.
Oh yeah,
we really have. So
me and Josh we go way back.
How far y'all go back? How far?
Oh, probably 20 years, 15-20 years at least.
At least 20, probably. And you know, we've been through a lot of the same stuff, so we always had that connection that a lot of people don't have, you know, and we just hit it off. And you know, Josh is always one of my favorite guitar pickers and singers. I mean, I love to hear the guy sing as much as I do hear him play. So that helped us be friends too. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man. Well, that's awesome. Well, we have a connection with you. You born in Pikeville, Kentucky, right?
Yes, sir.
Even though
born in Pikeville.
You live in North Carolina, but you're a Kentucky boy, ain't you?
I still live in Kentucky. I still appear on the holler.
Oh, you're still in Kentucky then?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
You're in Elkhorn City, right?
Elkhorn City, home of Bobby Sloan.
I was just fixing to say that. That's right, man.
You know, dude, let me tell you, my dad knew Bobby when I was just a little fella, and I got to hang out and just watch him pick. But, man, when I got older and got to know him the way I did, honest to goodness, and he had three strokes before he lost pretty much all ability to play.
Yeah.
But after three strokes, he could still bring a tear to your eye, man. I mean, he was that good. I mean, he could just play circles around people that were great after, you know, having strokes and debilitating strokes and still play like that. But, mm-hmm. man, you know, Keith said several times that he was his favorite fiddle
That's
player.
That's right. He never introduced him and didn't say that. It was always the same thing. You know, it was always my favorite fiddle player, and I always loved that. I always thought that was so cool.
Man, and I did too. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Bobby is the bass player on the 0044 record, mm-hmm. you know?
Sure is.
I mean, he was a great bass player.
He was. Bobby actually goes way back, like, to the Kentucky Mountain Boys, you know, before there was a New South, so...
Yeah, he was a JD a long time, man. And you know, he loved him. He used to tell me some great stories about him and what was it? Dale, you remember Dale Pite?
Oh, yes.
So Dale, you know, man, I was always huge. JD's still my fave. I don't care who it is. Ain't nobody plays like JD, man. Never will. That's my book. And so Dale, I got to be buddies with Dale, and we'd been writing a few songs, and one night my phone rings and I'm like, "Hey man, what's going on?" I says, "Hey man, this is JD Crowell. Man, I guess you're okay." Okay. Like, what? But that's what he said.
That's hilarious.
Dale's been playing me this crap, and I guess you're okay, man, and just dying of laughing. I'm like, oh my God.
Man.
That's hilarious.
But that's one of my best memories, though. I mean, it's just, you know, that was just great. I mean, it couldn't have happened any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool. So, what you got a lot of shows lined up till the end of the year, or where are you playing at?
Man, we've had a great summer. We've really been busy. We had this past weekend off. We got next weekend off, and then we're doing a 3-day run with Skinny Fest in Ohio, and then over to Poppy Mountain, and then over to Virginia to Nothing Fancy's Buena Vista over there to Nothing Fancy's Festival, and then. We go to Raleigh for IBMA, and then we got a week off, and then we go to California and Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Wyoming, and woo. I'm just tired saying it.
My goodness, man. So I see your next show is the Skinny Fest. Did they name that because of all your weight loss? Or?
You know, oddly enough to say, it was called that way before me, and you know,
that's great. That's cool. Looks like that's in Ohio.
Yeah, that's over in West Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good people, man. Richard and them folks over there, they got a great festival. Yeah. Josh, are y'all playing that this year?
No, sir, we're not. We're gonna be over in East Tennessee at Dumplin Valley.
Okay. That's a good festival, man.
It is.
Man, I ain't got to talk to you a whole lot, but I love that new Southern Legacy stuff. That's just killer, man. You guys are really just knocking it out of the park, brother.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate you saying that. We're having a good time.
Hey. Well, and that's what matters, man. You know, it's a tough life out here, but if you can't play and travel with people that you enjoy being around, it ain't worth it.
No, you're absolutely right. And I have been very fortunate to be able to you know, be around people that I do care about, you know, and that I respect musically, but also as people, you know, and you know how it is. It's real easy to get out there when you get one bad apple, it ruins the whole bunch, you know, so.
Oh, my gosh.
It can make it difficult.
It can, and, you know, if you got a sourpuss in the band, it just, it ruins it for everybody. Mm. I mean, you know, and it makes people miserable, and but, yeah, I'm the same. I've been really blessed the last 6-8 years, man. I've had some good folks come through, and, you know, that's part of the fun is just getting to make some music with people that you care about, and, mm-hmm. you know, every once in a while you'll have that song or a show that is just, you know, and you look at each other and everybody knows this is why you travel for. And it may yeah. only happen twice a year, if that, but when it does, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
So well, when y'all coming out with some music, man, let me interview you for a while.
there you go. Go for it.
We actually have been recording and we have, I think, about 6 or 7 songs now. We're getting ready to try to release 1 or 2 to radio as soon as possible. But
well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, we're hoping to have everything finished up, you know, by the end of the year. So,
well, you better be sending me some stuff to listen to because I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. We'll do it. We'll get you something.
No, I hope so. And man, I appreciate y'all having me on. It's a ton of fun, man. I'm sorry about last week. You know,
well, you couldn't help it.
Storms, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just tickled we ain't had to hang up yet. That's awesome, man.
I know. If nobody knows, we tried to have Dave on the last podcast, and I was texting him, and he'd be like, I'm ready, and I'd call him and go to voicemail, and he's like,
and it wouldn't let me call you all. It just wouldn't do anything when I tried it from my end, so it just just wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, we had to lower the bar and get Tim Surratt on. So,
when nothing else will do,
Josh said, "Well, let me just try Tim Surratt," and he texted him, and they had just got done playing there in Canton, North Carolina, at a local festival there, and he just got home, and he said, "Yeah, give me a call." So we talked to Tim for a little while. So we said, "Hey, we tried for Dave Atkins, but he wasn't available, so we're just gonna go with you."
That's right, man. I love talking to him. Like, just one-on-one, Tim is a incredibly interesting fella.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he is. He's so quick-witted and funny, and oh man.
He is, man, and he is just, he's a genuine good dude, you know, and as bad as I hate to say it, there ain't a whole lot of them out there left, but there's a few of them. Josh yep. is one of them. Both of y'all guys are.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, but he's one of them, man. He's the same no matter if you see him in front of, you know, Dan T, or if you see him in front of a dumpster outside of a hotel. He's the same dude, and man, that's what I love. I just like real people, you know. Be yep. who you are, and you know what I mean?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's right. We're just good old Kentucky folks like you. Just like bluegrass.
That's right. Hillbillies, huh?
That's right. Well, we're riverbillies on this end of the state. But
hey, that ain't bad.
No.
You can't have everything.
No, we ain't got many hills around here, but we got lots of rivers, so. Oh man. Well, man, how can people find out about you? I'm looking at your website, DaveAtkinsMusic.com. Is that the best place people can learn more about you and find out where you're playing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's about it. I got kicked off of Facebook. I don't know why yet, but you know, I just don't want to start over with like 11,000 followers. I'm like, man, come on.
Lord,
but I don't know. I'm working on it, but I've got my personal page. So,
yeah.
But Dave Atkins and Dave Atkins Band, if I can ever get it going again. But it's up there. It's just I can't do nothing with it. But
I hear you. Well, but yeah, man. Yeah, it's got your tour schedule on here on DaveAtkinsMusic.com, and we're looking at your tour dates on here, so there everybody can find out where to go go meet you at and hear you guys play and man, get on. You know, buy one of your CDs at one of your shows or listen, stream it online, Apple Music or whatever. And but by golly, if you ain't listening to Dave Atkins, man, you're missing out. Y'all need to be listening to this boy.
He can fly it, man.
That's for sure. Well, we like to end by playing one of your songs. What would you like for us to play, or any song you want to hear? I mean, you might want to hear a Josh Williams song.
No, I want to hear a Dave Atkins song.
Honest to goodness, we still rock out to Carolina and the Pines. I mean, and that album that Josh did was great. I mean,
yeah,
dude, for real, he's one of my favorites. I ain't saying it because it's sitting there. Ask anybody that knows me. I love it. Yeah.
I love you back, Dave. Yeah.
Thanks.
thank you, honey.
Thanks, buddy. You pick one. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we can play your latest single, What I'm For, or we can play Bad Moon Rising, or you know if you had a favorite or not.
I can only imagine. Why don't you play that?
Okay.
Well, is that what you want to hear?
That'd be good.
I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Yeah. Right. Josh, you got to listen to this song.
Oh, I know the song, I want to hear you sing it.
No, not that one. But you got to hear this song on that new record called Wish I Would Have Fished More.
Oh.
You'll like it.
Okay, I will. I'll check it out.
It's about a dude and his grandpa or uncle. It can be anybody that you looked up to when you was little that'd take you fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's just one of those songs that, you know, I love to fish, and it really turned out pretty daggone good. But yeah, but no, I can only imagine. So Ed Leonard, who is the president of Billy Blue and Daywind gospel label.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this record done, and I'm sitting in his office, and he goes, by the way, I'll let you know what Bart says about your version of his song here next couple of days. And I'm like,
wow.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Bart Miller is going to hear my song?
Yeah. I'm like, he's going to hear me do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So I never did ask him what happened, though. That's bad. I was afraid it would be bad.
Well, it's a great version of a great song, and what a great guy doing it, man. Thank you for taking a few minutes out and talking with us, man. We just love you. We love your music, man.
Man, I love you guys. Thank y'all for having me on a great show, and God bless you, and I hope y'all become the biggest thing that ever was.
You're a sheep.
Yeah, well, you know how it is in bluegrass. We're over here making tens of dollars.
So. That's right.
Go that big size on them fries every once in a while, boys.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, we see. Josh he's bringing over two AL8s with him now every time we record. He used to just bring one. Now he's bringing two. So.
That's right.
You can't hide money, son.
I'm telling you, boy. Hey, he's swimming, and I just burn my money. He's got some.
I wish. I wish.
That's right.
Guys, I love you. God bless you. Thank you all.
Love you too, Dave. Brother. Thank you
so much. All right. We'll see you, man. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
All right. Here is Dave Atkins, I Can Only Imagine, on the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able? All I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
to my knees will I fall, will I sing hallelujah, will I be able to speak before I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel, will I dance for you Jesus, or in all of you be still, will I stand in your presence, to my knees or will I fall, will I sing hallelujah, will I be able to speak it all, I can only imagine, I can only imagine, I can only imagine. Only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
I get lost in that song.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I wish we had a commercial to go to.
I know it, man. That's a powerful song right there, and the words are just unbelievable, and his voice just brings it to life. So, all right. Well,
great job.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. Well, we appreciate y'all hanging with us tonight, and we've had a great time for sure. We're going to get on out of here.
I reckon it's that time, ain't it?
It's that time. So appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. We've had a good one. And we're so thankful to our sponsors. Thank you for loving bluegrass music. And thanks so much to AllenMusicShop.com.
Take care, everybody.
See you later.
Light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.
This has been a Bats Creative Audio production.